Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretending that I'm doing well.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. That's the Platters bringing us back from the way, way, way back machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Faith Whittier is our guest, a great member of our Brain Trust, board-certified doctor in obstetrics and gynecology, and a leader in the medical community in her part of the world in Texas. Faith, thanks again for being here. I've got to ask you this question. Folks, we're asking Faith to weigh in on the coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic situation we got going here. I've asked her to weigh in as a medical doctor. In the past, we've talked about other things, business and blockchain, but Faith, I want you to continue your report with us as a frontline person. You're still practicing, and we thank you for that, for stepping up. But what do you think about the application of the zithromycin, the CPAC, and the hydroxychloroquine combination as a potential help to treat and maybe even get rid of the COVID-19? What do you think about that?
Well, I think like any other kind of medication regimen, I mean, I think there is some hope for that, but I think we have to really follow the medical advice on that. Whenever we give any kind of medication or any kind of medical treatment, there's always a risk-benefit to that.
Every pill you take, you got to ask what the side effects are, right? For everything.
Even if it's going to
save your life, you have to say, okay, will I still be able to walk? You know, I'll live, but can I walk? Go ahead.
Exactly. And then particularly this combination, the hydroxychloroquine and the zithromycin in some patients can cause fatal arrhythmias. So, I mean, you may die of that, getting that treatment, and maybe you would have survived the COVID. So it's going to have to be like any other type of treatment. It's going to have to be individualized to that patient. And we're going to need to have more clinical trials to figure out what patients are candidates for that. It's not going to be one of these things like we do with the flu vaccine, where you just sort of line up at CVS and you get your two pills and you start popping them. No, this is not what we're talking about.
But the thing,
this combination has.
But it does appear the early applications in clinical settings with real patients does seem to be helping those. I mean, I realize that some people can't tolerate it because of their underlying conditions, but a lot of people apparently can. And I don't know why it's gotten controversial. For one thing, it's a prescription. You have to prescribe it. I can't get it on my own. It's been around for 45 years. We know what it's capable of. Why is there such a controversy about this? You either use it or don't use it, doctor. Right?
Yeah, I think part of the controversy is just maybe some of the sensationalism that has come about around the medication, and maybe of patients just kind of feeling that they may have just free access to it. Like you said, it would have to be prescribed. A physician would have to, be treating you and understand. But, you know, you also have to understand in a pandemic, part of the problem that we're dealing with right now is the overwhelming of the healthcare system. I mean, we really have patients showing up, and you don't have time, or you don't know about that patient, and you're in the midst of trying to figure out what's going on with the patient, and you're trying to also figure out if this patient has any medical condition, all in the moment that this patient is going down and not able to give you an adequate history. So I think that I was very glad to hear you talking about blockchain technology with your previous guest, And understanding that, you know, we have some healthcare advances that we really, really going to need to look at in the future mm-hmm. if we're going to have any hope of getting on top of this. And one of the things
I want, hold on to that hope, Faith, because I want you to talk about that blockchain specific issue in the last segment we have together. But I just wanted to say, okay. So what you're saying is, it's understandable that you don't want to say to everybody, take 2 hydroxychloroquines and call me in the morning, without knowing who they are.
Exactly.
Obviously, you're not going to do that. But for a certain number of people, it seems to almost be, and again, I'm not playing doctor here because I'm not. I know about Mercurochrome and Band-Aid. That's about it. But it seems to be almost a silver bullet for some people, and that's the way it ought to be thought of, not as something that's a cure for everything. And I don't think anybody ever said that, but it is a little exciting to think that a bunch of people can be taken from death's door to cured with that application. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's something that has to be considered on an individualized basis, and I think that in certain patients, we have seen a good outcome with that medication combination. It's just that we have to take the precautions that we would in treating
in everything,
any other medication.
In everything. And if you've got older parents that you're looking after, like I know you do, Faith, and as I have had, when you got older parents that you're looking at, older family members you're looking at, you don't let them take any medicine unless you know what the side effects are. Because the side effects could hurt them more than the medicine helps them. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Faith to deliver on that statement about blockchain will help us going forward. After the break, Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.